Today's subject is really talking about the bullying issues that there are at every level, but certainly in a school setting, and certainly with social media, it has been exponentially perpetrated in some cases.
Well, let's start there, because you're talking about an elementary school, and I tend to think of cell phones and social media and all that starting middle school and up. Is it a factor at the elementary school level?
I think once we get into third and fourth grade, we tend to see children with cell phones. Before that, though, they have their iPads and they can iMessage each other. And just as many things start to go down on that as is through social media.
Well, you would think, especially elementary, they're so innocent, they wouldn't possibly push other people around, even if it's on social media, right?
I think that our society today has kind of set them up to be a little predisposition to bullying, unfortunately. But there's lots of things that we're starting to do in the schools to try to assist with that, and to try to undo some of that training that's been happening kind of subliminally from society.
Well, Marilla, I would think that you want the kids to have the technology for educational purposes.
We do, but digital citizenship is very important. And that's just like everything else that we teach in school. We can't assume that they know the right thing to do. It's something that we need to work together to help cultivate so that they are responsible digital citizens from a very, very young age.
Part of it is a natural process as you go through the different ages. But when does bullying become an issue that the school has to deal with?
Once it starts affecting a student's well-being in school, you know, they're not able to focus because they're so worried about what's going on the playground or at lunch, or maybe even what's going on at home between those iPad conversations. Mm-hmm. Once it starts affecting their well-being at school, that's when we really step in and we try to address, you know, what's going on between the kids and what we can do to help them sort things out.
Well, let's talk about that for a second from a standpoint of the well-being. At what for mom and dad and for teachers? What are the red flags to look for that there's something going on here that needs some intervention?
I think distractibility in the classroom is a big one. Just feeling like, you know, maybe there's someone who was very on the ball before and now they're a little less attentive in class, a little less participating. Those are some red flags for teachers. Just being withdrawn from their peers is another one.
And you might not think at young ages, but they're very sensitive, and so are the parents. And the parents, you know, if it's your first child, second child, they're going to school for the first time, first grade, second grade. No one can imagine that that might be their kid who is the one who may be the bully, right?
Not, very true.
Not my child. I'm sure you've heard that before.
No.
A time or two, maybe.
And as the principal, I mean, you're in charge. It's your job to kind of monitor all this.
We are. So we were very... We wear many hats in schools, and, you know, not only are we responsible for teaching students how to be good digital citizens, how to read and write, but being a part of a team, working together, standing up for the right thing, even when it's easier to do the wrong thing or there is no adult looking. We have many roles to fulfill, but we also are very fortunate to have a great team of adults working together for that common purpose.
Is the level of bullying that goes on, even at a young age, made more intense because of these electronic I mean, it's one thing to say something to someone's face. It's another to say it on an iPad. And so has the level kind of ratcheted up compared to what we all experienced when we were kids?
It's just nonstop when it's digital. You know, you can't go home and get away from it. You can't shut your door. It's just constant. And, you know, as adults, I think we're pretty addicted to our smartphones. You know, we're checking the news. We're checking the weather. We're checking our texts. We're checking our emails. You know, kids learn that behavior from us, and they're checking their social media as well, just as much as we are. And it's just something they can't get away from.
They also learn their language and their approach, and maybe even their viciousness to a certain degree from what they hear mom and dad saying at home, right?
I think that's true.
Neither of you want to say that, but yeah.
Teamology came to us through a grant initiative that was provided by the Marcus L. Rosito Charitable Foundation through our intermediate unit. the intermediate unit put out an interest survey for schools that were interested in learning more and applying for the grants. So in the very short synopsis that was provided, it just sounded like something that would be a good fit to what we were already doing. It was a social and emotional learning platform, and that was the major piece that we had missing from our school program.
So the name would suggest that it's kind of like the It Takes a Village approach to raising a child. It takes a team of educators and counselors and virtually everybody who comes in contact with the child working together to, is that accurate?
It is, but even more interestingly, the kids are part of the team. So
oh, really?
It's not just the adults that make the team and helping to cultivate and grow, but the kids are the major part of the team that learn how to work together and stand up for each other and be one part of a team. And the logo of the team is the house, the Teamology house. So in our house, our school, we are all one team, grown-ups and students.
And how cool. long has this been in effect? Well, you did one school kind of as a trial first, and obviously it went well because you've expanded the program.
Yes. Yeah, so when Mirella came to me with this opportunity last year, or no, it was, I guess, the year before, right at the end of the school year, it just sounded exciting. It sounded like something that we should try at our school. You know, we already have what's called the school-wide positive behavior system, and that's just trying to promote positive behaviors in the school. You know, we're coming away from pointing out the negatives and more about celebrating the positives. And the whole framework of Teamology is all about celebrating who students are individually and how they kind of come together as part of this team. So that just seemed like something that would add to our school-wide positive behavior system that was already in place.
And what's the reaction of the kids?
They love it. They really do.
They do. They connect with the characters that illustrate the different six foundations of the team, and each character represents a foundation, which is a character trait, a color, there's a symbol, there's a career pathway, and they're a part of the structure of the house. So it really...
When you say character, are you talking like almost like animated kind of characters, kind of an idea?
Kind of superhero
yeah.
characters.
Superheroes, okay. All
and
right, all right.
The program, the Teamology program, is developed to go from K through 8. So there's a younger set of characters with an older set of characters that would be more in tune for your upper elementary and middle school students.
You're here today to talk about how you and your school district now handling the issue of bullying, which everybody has dealt with in a school, in a work environment, nationally. But Teamology is a tool that you discovered little over a year and a half ago. And for those that just joined us, explain how this helps you deal with bullying, even at the elementary school level.
Teamology teaches positive skills and behaviors. It's a social emotional learning platform, and there are 6-week intervals for each foundation, which relates to a character, which then ties into an aspect of the team house. Each character represents a particular color, a symbol, a sample behavior, and a career pathway. So it really hones in on teaching kids positive behaviors and strengths to find in themselves and one another, and then how to come together and pull that together with the adults and with their peers to work together as a team for the benefit of our school and our school community.
So within that framework, how do you handle actions and attitudes that are inappropriate?
It's become really kind of easier to deal with those things because all of the adults in the building are now using the same language. So
right.
Before, you know, you might have heard from three different teachers that you were doing this, that, or the other. Now it's, are you being a Harper today? So we've given a name to those behaviors and those things we want to see at least.
A Harper?
A Harper. So Harper is our helping others character. So by telling kids, you know, are you being a Harper today? It makes them think about, okay, if Harper were in this situation, what would she do? It's kind of giving them a model to emulate rather than pointing out all those things they're not doing.
One of the things that's a microcosm of society in general is the fact that people's diversity allows other people to poke fun or use that against them. When in school, diversity should be something that's championed and why you should embrace them. I'm sure that's part of it. Instead of, because someone's not like me, making fun of them, they're not like me, I want to learn more about you. And together, like the strength of this country is really our diversity. That makes us strong.
Teamology is fantastic with diversity because the characters, there's six of them, and they're all color, sizes, shapes. There's a disabled character as well. So just having all of those things represented through the characters, it helps to normalize all of those things to the children because they are normal aspects of life. You know, they're going to see people of all different abilities.
Now, how do you extend this to the home so that the parents buy into it?
We presented to our parent organization earlier this year and just helping them to learn and understand it. We include the kids in our level of programming. So this is our second year at Borland Manor Elementary School. Each of our six characters in the Teamology house are fourth grade students that are represented in school assemblies. They help tie it in. We do a school-wide positive behavior program that is married with the Teamology platform. So kids are rewarded by receiving tickets for demonstrating the positive behaviors in school. We collect those by grade level. Every week, a student from every grade level gets drawn for a prize drawing. A staff member for staff accountability is also part of that that prize drawing. So we make sure that everybody buys in and works together. So kids are excited. They go home. They talk to their parents about the characters and about the lessons and about the foundational traits that they're learning. And that's how we hope to tie it in.
So this is going well at the elementary level. How about as you progress to the older grades? Because, you know, when they get to that puberty stage and teen stage, they know more than everybody. How does that transition work?
Well, I think if we, so collectively in our district, there are five K through four elementary buildings. We are all on the Teamology platform at this time as far as implementation. Borland Manor happens to be the building that has had the programming the longest, but all of our staffs have been trained and will be kicking it off. At the other levels, we have two intermediate schools, our middle school and our high school, trained in Olvais bullying, which is also a part of the anti-bullying format of Teamology. There are kindness initiatives being kicked off. So it's a continuation. Teamology is just how our elementary program is beginning that teaching. And then at the other levels, they're carrying on the teaching of anti-bullying and acceptance of in diversity in other ways.
The hope is that you get them started right in the younger grades and it carries through to the older grades.
But just curious again, so how do you get through to a parent or parents who say, that's not my kid bullying? My kid would never do that, Jennifer.
It can be tricky sometimes, for sure. But, you know, I think because we started this school year off so strong, where, you know, we did get in front of the parent organization right away. You know, I've been communicating just the different foundations of behavior we're focusing on through Teamology to the parents regularly. I think it kind of opens doors for communication. And I think once those doors are open, it takes a little bit of time to really kind of like open up about things. But with those doors open, it makes them a little more, I don't know, accepting to listen to what we have to say.
Well, our students are learning to be accountable as well. And so that's another fabulous piece, is that it's not always pointing the finger that it's someone else, but being able to own a mistake and being able to bounce back from that mistake and do better next time, that's our expectation. So helping kids understand that we all struggle and we all fall, but it's a matter of getting back up and the next time around, making a better choice.
Doing the right thing. We want to thank the Marcus Recito Foundation, Teamology. We met founder Lindsay Covert, and now seeing the results of that work, Principal Morella McConnell, the very kind principal at Borland Manor Elementary. And the
door's always open.
And Jennifer Ford, counselor, job security, because we're always going to need counselors. Thank you both for coming in and appreciate good information.
Thank you.